You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
Welcome to a new Hollywood edition of Neon Jazz. That was one of the best cats to provide scores for both television and film. Composer and arranger Johnny Mandel with the 1958 tune San Diego Party off the I Wanna Live soundtrack. Over the years, the New York native worked with musicians like Count Basie, Frank Sinatra, Peggy Lee, Anita O'Day, Streisand, and Shirley Horn. His earliest credited contribution was to the I Want to Live soundtrack, which was eventually nominated for a Grammy. Mandel's most famous composition, wouldn't you know it, is MASH's TV and movie theme, Suicide is Painless. The 85-year-old Mandel is still alive and thriving. Most recently, he was a recipient of the 2011 NEA Jazz Masters Award. That is one talented man. Thanks for joining me. This is your jazz host, Joe Domino, coming to you from the hometown of Robert Altman, who made the 1996 film about a thriving jazz scene, Kansas City, Missouri, on a show featuring the best jazz music used in film score over the years. Up next on Neon Jazz, here's one of the best in the business still doing music for films. Here's pianist, bandleader, and composer Herbie Hancock with the song Naked Camera off the 1966 film soundtrack Blow Up.
Thank you.
That was a cat Herbie played with many times over the years. Trumpeter and bebop hero Miles Davis with the song Dine à Motel off the 1958 soundtrack for the French film Ascenseur pour l'échafaud. It was recorded in 2 days in Paris during 1957. This was the only soundtrack that Miles ever performed on. The film was released as Elevator to the Gallows in the USA and starred a couple of criminal lovers whose perfect crime began to unravel when the male lead got trapped in an elevator. The film is associated with the film noir style. During a private screening of the film, Miles enthusiastically agreed to score the film. From a musical point of view, the mood and the characteristics of the soundtrack immediately preceded Miles' masterpiece, Kind of Blue. And there you have yet another piece of the backstory to one of the most popular albums in jazz history. Up next on Neon Jazz is another key cat in the bebop movement and credited with a film score all his own. Here's old Dizzy Gillespie with the theme from the 1960s film Cool World.
Thank you. This is Neon Jazz.
That was one of the most famous composers and producers in the craft. That was Burt Bacharach with the tune Downhill and Shady off the 1965 What's New Pussycat soundtrack. Burt was born in Kansas City, Missouri, and grew up in the Forest Hills section of New York City. Many of his hits were produced for and performed by Dionne Warwick. As of 2006, Burt had written 70 top 40 hits in the U.S. and 52 top 40 hits in the UK. On a final note, What's New Pussycat, starring Peter Sellers and Peter O'Toole, was Woody Allen's film debut, as well as his first produced script. That's a whole lot to think about right there. Up next on Neon Jazz is a little block of music featuring music from the 1999 Woody Allen film Sweet and Low Down as an overriding ode to jazz guitarist Django Reinhardt. Here's Howard Alden, Bucky Pizzarelli, and Kelly Friesen with the song I'll See You in My Dreams.
Thank you.
That was yet another song off a very cool soundtrack, Sweet and Low Down, called Pacific Limehouse. The film tells the story of a fictional, arrogant, obnoxious, alcoholic jazz guitarist named Emmett Ray, played by Sean Penn, who regards himself as perhaps the best guitarist in the world, or second best, after his idol, Django Reinhardt. The film, loosely based on Federico Fellini's film La Strada, was one of Allen's best-received dramatic films ever. The music for the film was arranged and conducted by Dick Hyman. All of the guitar solos were played by guitarist Howard Alden. Additional rhythm guitars were provided by Bucky Pizzarelli and James Cirillo. A definite must-own in your collection. Up next on this soundtrack expose here on Neon Jazz is David Lynch's go-to guy for composing a quality soundtrack. Here's Angelo Badalamenti with the theme song for the 1992 film Twin Peaks, Fire Walk With Me.
Thank you.
That was jazz composer, saxophone, and clarinet player Joe Maneri with the tune Panayotes 9 off the 2003 soundtrack for the film American Splendor. After decades of obscurity, Maneri's distinctive saxophone and clarinet works gained praise and relative fame in the 90s, and thanks to this soundtrack. The film was a biographical comedy drama about comic book artist Harvey Pekar, which is an adaptation of the comics dramatizing Pekar's life. The film stars Paul Giamatti as Pekar, and the soundtrack features a stellar lineup of jazz notables such as John Coltrane, Jay McShann, Dizzy Gillespie, and several cats featured in our next selection on Neon Jazz. Here's Lester Young and Oscar Peterson with The Sunny Side of the Street.
Yeah. looks like you spent the night in a trench. Tell me, how long have you been combing your hair with a wrench?
The roses are dead and the violets are too. And I'm sick and tired of picking up after you.
I told you before, tell you again, you don't defrost the icebox with a ballpoint pen. This railroad apartment is held together with glue. And I'm sick and tired of picking up after you. Because I know I've been swindled. I never bargained for this. What's more, you never cared about me.
Why don't you get your own place so you can live like you do? And I'm sick and tired of up after you.
Take all your relatives and all of your shoes. Believe me, I'll really swing when you're gone. I'll be living on chicken and wine after we're through. Someone I pick up after you.
With someone I pick up after you.
With someone I pick up after you. With someone I pick up after you.
That was an unlikely duo of American jazz man Tom Waits with country singer Crystal Gayle with the song Picking Up After You off Francis Ford Coppola's 1982 film One from the Heart. Love was in the air during the recording of this soundtrack. During this period, Waits met his wife Kathleen Brennan, an employee at the studio where it was recorded. The soundtrack was nominated for an Academy Award for Original Music Score, an interesting listen from start to finish. Up next on Neon Jazz is another block of songs from the same album. Here's Anita Ellis with the song Put the Blame on Mame off the 2007 album Film Noir, celebrating jazz and film.
When they had the earthquake, they said that old Mother Nature was up to her old tricks. That's the story that went around, but here's the real lowdown. Put the blame on Mame, boy. Put the blame on Mame. One night she started to shim and shake. That brought on a Frisco quake. So you can put the blame on Mame, boy. Put the blame on Mame. They once had a shooting up in the Klondike when they got Dan McGrew. Folks were putting the blame on
That was the prolific American composer and conductor Elmer Bernstein with the song Audition. Over the span of 50 years, he is best known for his many film scores for hundreds of film and television productions. The most popular works include the scores to The Magnificent Seven, The Ten Commandments, The Great Escape, To Kill a Mockingbird, and Ghostbusters. Bernstein won an Oscar for his score to Thoroughly Modern Millie in 67 and was nominated for 14 Oscars in total. Also, he has won 2 Golden Globes and was nominated for 2 Grammy Awards. A lot of brass for a good life of music. Up next on Neon Jazz is yet another one off of the Film Noir album. Here's Pete Kelly and his Big Seven with Pete Kelly's Blues. Again, that was Pete Kelly and his Big Seven with his blues. And you heard a Hollywood retrospective of jazz with cats such as Burt Bacharach, Miles Davis, and Oscar Peterson. Thanks for joining us on this special hour listening. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and neon beat mastermind, Mr. John Christopher, for letting the jazz soar. Let us know what you think about the show here, or not, at neonjazzkc@gmail.com. And you know, we would dig it the most. Until next time, enjoy the music, my friends. That was Burt Becher. All right. It's a wrap, folks.
Neon Jazz.